Hello and welcome to the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime. The pals are girls.
Hello.
Things are off to a great start. Artura is absent, but we wanted to still record a podcast because we love anime so much. In today's episode, we're talking about Chrono Trigger, a.k.a. In fact, I don't know why it's called Chrono Trigger on my anime list. A.k.a. Jikyu Boken Numa Monja. A.k.a. Dimensional Adventure Numa Monja. Which released in 1996. It's the final podcast of the year, so we're doing something very short. It's perhaps the shortest gaming-related OVA or movie that we've ever done. And apart from things that are like 2 or 3 minutes long, it's probably the shortest one available.
And it's about holidays.
This is true. It was animated by Production IG, the studio behind Sengoku Basara Samurai Kings, the movie, Tales of Vesperia, the First Strike, Panzer Dragoon, and Sakura Wars, the movie, all of which we covered for this podcast. Chrono Trigger, I'm just going to call it that, currently has a My Animalist score of 5.26. Chrono Trigger is a much-beloved cult role-playing game produced by Square, or Squaresoft, for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, with character designs by Akira Toriyama. Despite getting a sequel on the PlayStation, which was also widely praised, that's where the franchise stopped. Chrono Trigger has been re-released a few times, with improvements each time, but it's never received a proper remaster.
Maybe they will do it now that they did the Dragon Quest thing, the recent one.
No, they are never going to refer to this game ever again for reasons beyond our understanding.
Okay.
My synopsis is, there ain't no festival like a monster festival because Gonzales is strong. Girls, what do you have?
Citizens of Kingdom of Guardia work tirelessly to prepare grounds for an important celebration, and like 7 million monsters show up, do random shit, and ruin everything overnight. Someone got fired for that.
Toby, this is all your fault. Well, I was asleep.
Like, they prepared everything but didn't, like, put anyone, like, hire any security. Like, who was in charge?
I mean, no one nearby who could hear someone singing, I'm Gonzales, I'm strong. So, we open on a village preparing for a festival. It's 1,000 years since the Kingdom of Guardia was established. We then get the title card, which concerned me because I didn't know what the hell the hula dancing thing and spinning thing were. But I would soon learn.
Yeah, they showed you.
We open back on the village at night as a portal appears, allowing a flood of monsters to escape. But it's fine, they're just enjoying the festival while the humans are asleep. At one of the stands, the group Numa Monja is recruiting, but no one's interested. So they decide to go off and enjoy the festival. The first thing they do is screwing up Johnny's rock and motorcycle show. They do it so badly that Johnny chases them up and down a mountain. I got a good laugh when one of them says, that was close, and then they notice the other one is covered in tire marks. Feeling thirsty, they decide to join the speed drinking contest, which, you know, the thirsty one doesn't actually participate in.
I was going to say that was really dark, like the little guy took advantage of his friend's alcoholism to win a tiny golden shovel.
They were allowed to choose any prize. That's the prize he wanted. Yeah, the one which is just a big mouth does well until the final round. So the furry one plugs a SNES controller into them and wins themselves a gold shovel.
And that got even darker. Like when he had to use mind control to like make his alcoholic friend drink all the alcohol.
Hey, I think I got a problem. No. Keep going. Later, the mouth pees on a mech who appears threatening until it starts singing about its name being Gonzales and then powers down mid-performance.
Like the lyrics made me laugh. Like, if you beat me, you get a silver point. Like, what the fuck does that even mean?
I assume it's something like you need to earn silver points to get prizes in the game at some point, like a mini game. But yeah, I'm Gonzalez. I am strong. Beat me, and you get a silver point. I think of the lyrics.
And he makes such a big deal out of it with the song.
Oh, he puts so much passion into these lyrics.
Because beat me and you get the silver point.
Our protagonists then graffiti all over Gonzalez and take photos. Whilst looking at the photos, that wasn't an Instamatic camera, but okay, Gonzalez wakes up and is displeased. Gonzalez chases them off a cliff and then powers down, and the other two clearly learned nothing from this and climb all over the mech again. The furry one drops their gold shovel and it touches some water and an exposed circuit, short-circuiting Gonzalez and electrocuting them all. Gonzalez races back up the cliff with the other two still holding on and bellows about being Gonzalez and strong. Again, it's the same thing. I'm Gonzalez, I am strong. Beat me and win a silver point.
that was a good adaptation of that. You should do localization. If they did a dub, that would be the lyrics. Yeah.
You'd think, but in the English version, Gonzalez isn't called Gonzalez. It's called I forget, but it's a completely different name. And I don't know why. Back at the festival, the main event is about to begin, a race. Johnny, being able to turn into a motorbike, easily overtakes everyone. But Gonzalez bursts onto the scene and overtakes Johnny, and then leaves the track. At least I think. Yeah, he breaks through a wall. Johnny takes this as an insult and gives chase, overtaking with a nitro boost. But Gonzalez activates a rocket booster and starts kicking Johnny. Headed straight towards a brick wall, the protagonist, who is mostly mouth, presses a button marked with a skull on Gonzalez at Johnny's behest. Gonzalez skids to a stop, only for a giant boxing glove to come shooting out of their midsection, punching Johnny and sending him smashing into the wall anyway. And I didn't mention, he's like writing this really serious poem or letter in his head. So this is what it comes down to for Johnny. Just really serious. Bam! Some time passes, and the furry protagonist wakes and asks Mouth Protag where Gonzalez is. Gonzalez is in the distance, still singing and causing explosions. The next day, Gonzalez finally runs out of juice and collapses in front of the game's main characters, and we get the credits. So, was this a good adaptation?
I have no idea. I mean, if you get silver points in the game, then yeah.
I've started playing Chrono Trigger a couple of times over the years, and, well, no. This takes place before the events of the game, like the night before, and it doesn't even really feature the main characters, the characters from the game, except like the backs of their heads right at the end, and, you know, Gonzalez, who isn't Gonzalez. But was it a Yata, a Nani, or a Baka, Gors?
It was a Yata. I thought it was short, sweet, and funny. I liked all the animation. All the faces were great. And Gonzalez was strong.
I also said Yata because I had fun with it. Had some jokes that actually made me laugh out loud and not just a noise through my nose. So that's always a plus. Does it deserve its My Animalist score of 5.26?
I think it's too low.
Well, I think it's absolutely fine. As much as I enjoyed it, it is absolute trash.
I don't know. I thought it was perfectly fine.
I agree. The animation's really good. Gonzalez is fun. The faces are very expressive. There's nothing about it that was poorly made. It's just a terrible story.
Fair enough.
There was actually a manga produced that continued the story of these two monsters, also Johnny and someone else, not Gonzalez, as they travel through time or dimensions or something.
Huh. Guess making up for this anime, which has time travel implied in the title, having no time travel.
Yeah, the credits have stills of scenes from the game, but replacing characters from the game with these two idiots. But yeah, that's as time travel-y as it gets. But yeah, that about brings us to the end of this episode. Well, thank you for joining me, Goz.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to the Pals Anime Lounge, and better yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGrin.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Grincast podcast. Until next time, game on. I'm Gonzalez, I am strong. Beat me and get a silver point.